Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
There's a couple of terms that we throw around, and I'm going to let you elaborate on this a little bit. In our note that we had shared, you said mentoring from the inside, mm-hmm. coaching from the outside. I found that interesting. I know where you're going with this, but I'm going to have you explain it, because I think a lot of people will take that mentoring and coaching and say, well, those are the same, just different terms for the same thing. Mm. And they're not. So when you're, especially in this, like moving people up, how would you define that?
I think if I was a chief person and I had, let's just say my runway was 8 years, that's my goal. I've told the board or whatever. My goal at that point is to make sure that the next wave of leaders can replace those of us moving on, sunsetting, finishing, et cetera, exiting. Mentoring, I find to be more from the inside, because it's going to be cultural. It's mm-hmm. going to be industry, mm-hmm. like what industry are we in? And there's going to be nuances. So if you're in the financial world or you're in the hospitality world, they're not the same mentoring, right? So mentoring from the inside, because we want to replicate, the amazing army of leaders we have. Coaching from the outside isn't about what's inside. It's about what's inside the individual leader. So often we've been called in to coach people unrelated to their organization. They might give us some specs or some ideals, but overall, we're trying to develop them as a person. Mm-hmm. In mentoring, you're developing the leadership for the org. Coaching could also be like, okay, so I coached you and you really attained some cool things and you got an opportunity in another organization because you're now a valuable leader.
Right.
That's where I find the difference. Mentoring and coaching, I get it. It's close, but mentoring often is someone who is established, helping, bringing along, including someone who's emerging.
Right. Well, and I would.
Did I do okay on that?
Yeah. Well, and I would say, like, inside of an organization, if somebody said to me, hey, we've got an emerging leader we'd like you to mentor, I would probably say to them, I can't do that. I can't mentor an individual leader inside your organization. You can.
Mm.
And I might be able to help you coach. I might be able to coach you on how to mentor them.
Excellent.
Because I can't do, like you said, it's the culture and it's very specific. I wouldn't know how to mentor that person to fit into that specific culture.
Yeah.
I can coach on, here's how you should set up a mentoring process inside your organization.
Excellent.
Here's how you should raise up the next level of leaders.
Right.
But I can't tell you specifically what kind of skills and specific things that you need inside that individual once you do identify them.
Yeah.
So I do think, I think they both have their place. Mm-hmm. You can't just say, oh, well, we're going to coach and we get rid of mentoring. That's no good. Oh, we're just going to mentor and we don't need a coach. Well, you're holding yourself back there mm-hmm. as well, too.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.